I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Friday, and I got robbed. Actually, more specifically, I got burglarized yesterday. That's why I wasn't here. I'm going to get right into that story in like 10 minutes, okay? So I'm going to tell you, I haven't even told Chris and Michael yet. They're all upset, but I don't like to have to tell everyone 15 times. This is what happens when something like this happens to you. Everyone calls every friend and family member and say, what happened? So you have to tell the same story 1,000 times. I told everyone, just listen to the show tomorrow and I'll explain. So we have that. We have January 6th sham hearings. We have one of the great Democrat stories I've ever heard in my entire life out of Eric Adams. I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. Great Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Somebody has a daughter who's gay and doesn't know what to do. People want to ask, where should they move in the States? There are all kinds of questions out there for the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. But I want to begin here. The temperature of the room. Taking the temperature of the room. What does that mean, first and foremost? And believe me, this is going to apply to all this January 6th insanity and everything else. I'll be frank with you. I've thought about this for a long time, and I'm not sure if taking the temperature of the room is something you can teach or it's just God-given. I don't know what it is. But my wife's grandpa died a couple years ago. And my boys are boys. They're 11 and 13 now. So, of course, knock off a couple years. That's how old they were. And when they get together, which is all the time, they do all the things boys do. They mess with each other and they laugh and they have fun and they make jokes and they say butt and poop a lot because that's what boys apparently do. And it's just, they're fun kids. They'd never been to a funeral before and had to sit them down before we went back to the funeral and tell them, boys, you know what taking the temperature of the room is? And I explained to them, well, this is going to be a funeral. There are going to be a lot of people who are crying there. It's a sad event. Do you think that's an appropriate place for you to goof off with your brother and make butt jokes and things like that? Or do you think that's a place where you should just be quiet, pray when they pray, be quiet when they're quiet, stand when they stand, just take the temperature of the room? And they said, okay, yeah, no, I get it. And they did. They got it. That's taking the temperature of the room. If your buddy comes to you and says, hey, my girlfriend just broke up with me. I'm all kinds of bummed out. And you say, hey, man, you know what? Forget about her. Let's go get a beer. That's the appropriate taking of the temperature of the room. If your buddy comes to you and says, I just have been diagnosed with a massive brain tumor. I have less than 24 hours to live. And then you say, hey, forget about it. Let's go get a beer. That's not taking the temperature of the room. Taking the temperature of the room. Knowing when it's appropriate to do X or when it's appropriate to do Y or when it's appropriate to do Z and when it's appropriate to do nothing. And I bring this up because I continue to get these stories emailed to me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com, Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And feel free to send me your stories about the hardship people are going through right now as we speak. And I want to stress that point. As we speak, people are suffering right now. Right now, the poor, they're getting killed, and that's creeping its way up quickly into the middle class. And we have the numbers out today. Groceries up 11.9%, chicken up 17%, restaurants 9%, fuel oil 107%, electricity 12%, rent 5%, airfare 37%, so on and so forth. Right now, not in the future, not next week, not next month, right now, people are suffering. They are watching their quality of life, their standard of living disappear, and the water is rising as it continues to get worse. I mean, it's already crushing the poor. It'll start to gobble up the middle class, upper middle class, so on and so forth, as it slowly but surely creeps its way up and gets worse and worse and worse. There are times, as a politician, we're going to set aside right, just set aside right and wrong and correct and incorrect. Set aside, as a politician, set all that stuff aside right now. Let's just put you in the frame of mind where you just want to do what's politically smart. There are plenty of times as a politician when it's actually the smart thing to change the subject. Hey, Jesse, we got word that you've been cheating on your taxes. You haven't paid your taxes in 5 years. That's a great time for me to come out and say, can you believe my opponent is so pro-abortion? Disgusting. That's a smart time to change the subject. You can do that. When life is comfortable, relatively comfortable for everyone else, you can change the subject and have it be an effective political strategy. Very, very effective. Jesse, we got word you got a DUI last night. I can't believe Democrats just voted for a tax increase. This is a disgrace. That's smart. But there are times when that's really, really, really dumb. And Democrats in this country are so separated from working people now, so separated from poor people and working people, they don't seem to understand. I'm getting story after story after story of, Jesse, I have to quit my job. Jesse, I'm going to have to move back in with my parents. Jesse, we're not going to be able to retire now. I'm really scared. Jesse, I now can't afford this. Jesse, we can't do that. Jesse, I can't afford my mom's medicine. Email after email after email after email. Do you have any idea what it's like? What that person is feeling when they find out they can't afford their mother's medicine and they come home at night and they see a January 6th television production on TV? You know, last night I was hanging out with a couple, three actually, non-political buddies. And I enjoy my non-political friends because I finally get to get together with people and not talk about politics. That's one thing about this job. I like talking about politics, right? But when I'm done doing it for 4 hours a day, remember I have a TV show on every night, 9 p.m. Eastern on the 1st. When I'm done doing it, I don't want to talk about politics anymore. I don't. I'm done. I'm done with it. So I like to hang out with non-political people. And I want to stress this. One of these guys is a Democrat. Not some crazy one, but not, he's a Democrat. The other two are as non-political as you could possibly be. It just, it's never come up in conversation. They're these guys who don't care about it at all. I didn't say a word because that's part of the joy of hanging out with these guys. They brought up to me unprompted. Now, these are not even Republicans. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They vote, but they just don't care. They said, did you see this crap on the TV last night? And I said, or tonight, it was going on at the time. I said, I did. They said, man, what are these idiots doing? I can't even afford gas. These guys, I've spent, I don't know how many hours with these guys. Never has a political issue come up. Last night, they were angry. They were angry at Democrats. When the average family, the number is now over $5,000. That's what it's costing the average family, inflation already, over $5,000 a year. When people are seeing a real life 20% decrease in their standard of living, 20%, when you couple inflation with everything else, 20%, your value has gone down 20%. That is not a time as a politician, left, right, center, wherever you are. That is not a time as a politician where you should try to change the subject. Oh, January 6th. Buddy, you are not understanding what is happening out there at all. There are times when it's absolutely the smart political move to change the subject and let's get off that. When people can't afford gas, medicine, rent, food, they don't give a crap about January 6th. And if they get hungry enough, they're going to end up wanting another one, you idiots. Democrats have absolutely killed themselves by becoming the party of the rich, urban elite and completely forgetting about normal working people. They have set them aside. And because they have set them aside, they are completely out of touch with them and their concerns. How does it look to the even non-political person when he spent $150 to fill up his pickup truck that day and he's mad and he comes home and he has to talk to his wife about why they have to cancel their vacation this year and she's crying and he sits down with a beer and turns on the television set and sees a show trial about January 6th. How mad is that guy? Take the temperature of the room. All right, I'm going to tell you about me getting robbed. We're going to make fun of Eric Adams. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions. All that is still to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, it's Friday, is it not? It is Friday. Let me check. Yep, it's Friday. That means you owe me something tomorrow, and I owe you 10 minutes of practice with your Mantis X system this weekend. Can be Saturday or Sunday. Remember, it attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice with this. You could use live fire with it, by the way. But inside your home, you dry fire practice with this thing, and it gives you feedback. It puts you through drills. You can get to be an excellent shooter practicing in the air conditioning of your home without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com. You want to use what the Green Berets use? They use Mantis X. What the Marines are using in Paris Island, they use Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to get to those questions here in a second. The first one is a heavy one. Guy has a 15-year-old daughter's gay, wants to know what to do. So, yeah, it's going to be a heavy night and a fun night here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Congratulations to the city of New York. Toddlers can finally go without a mask. That's awesome. Great work, guys. Only about 2 years behind the rest of the country. Gosh, this place. All right. Set all that aside. You're probably wondering where I was yesterday. Let me walk you through a little tale of my day. It was a rough one. So the wife is out of town. She left, took off with the boys, go back. It's her great grandmother's 90th birthday. And so she's going back with the boys to celebrate that birthday. I would be there, but I got to do the show. Now, she had a couple people she wanted to help out financially back there, whatnot, but it doesn't matter. She asked me if yesterday on the way to the studio, if I would go to the bank, pull out some cash so I could go home, give it to her that night because she flew out this morning. I said, yeah, no problem. Go to the bank, walk up to the teller, withdraw my cash. Now, teller gives it to you in one of those white envelopes, you know. So because I try to be aware of my surroundings, although I clearly failed this day, I take the envelope. I seal the envelope while I'm in the bank, basically right there at the teller thing. I put the envelope in my pocket, okay? Put the envelope in my pocket. I walk out of the bank. I walk over to my midlife crisis car. I hop in, cruise down to the studio. Now, I want to stress something. This was before noon. It's like 10:30 a.m., and our building right now has a bunch of construction going on all around it. Inside, outside, it's all ripped to shreds. It's just this huge building, all this kinds of construction going on. And part of the construction is they're ripping up the parking lot and they have this big heavy equipment in the parking lot. And they have a big crane sitting in the parking lot too, all this heavy equipment. All the parking spaces were taken up. This is broad daylight. Again, this is like 10:30 in the morning. I take my car, I pull it back. I find a parking spot that is 10 feet, maybe that's a little close, 15 feet away from the crane. So I'm right there. I'm in a parking spot. I'm right next to the crane. Understand? Park my car. When I got in my car in the bank parking lot, I guess I should rewind to this. I take the envelope out of my pocket, didn't look around, put the envelope in the center console. close up the center console, drive to work. Get to work, park by the crane, like I just said, get out, lock my car, head inside because I had a conference call with one of the suits. So sitting there inside, conference call with the suits, and I get a call from an unrecognized number. Now, as you know, I'm an inhuman, rude monster. I don't answer phone calls from people I do know. I never answer them from people I don't know. I just get too many calls and too many texts. So I mean, if I do know you, the chances I'm answering are pretty much slim. They're none if I don't recognize the number. Plus, I'm on the phone with one of the suits. I don't want to get fired, so I just ignore the call. As soon as I ignore the call from the wife. I ignore her call too. Now, the wife knows the deal. I'm busy and whatnot. If I basically send her right to voicemail, she knows the deal. I'm busy. I'll call back whenever I get a chance to call back. Then she calls me again. Now, she never does that. She knows not to do that. Everyone knows that you don't turbo dial me because I'm busy. You're busy. Don't turbo dial people. She never does that. I think, okay, that's a little odd, but still, I'm on the phone with the suits. Maybe she didn't know what was going on. It's fine. No big deal. Then she texts me, call me, with a bunch of exclamation points. Now, she has never done that and knows she would never do anything like that if it wasn't serious. I tell the suit, hey, got to hang up, got to talk to the wife. Boop, call her. I'm thinking someone's hurt or sick. She said, go down to your car. The cops are down there. I said, what? She's like, apparently someone broke in. I hang up the phone. I book it downstairs. I run out back. Cop's car sitting right there by my car. Cop's standing out front, just standing there waiting for me. Go booking it up to the car. And the rear passenger window had been busted out. And already I knew. Like, I came around the corner, and I see all the glass on the ground, and I see the window busted out, and I see the cop, and I knew. I could have laid out everything else that happened after that, because it all went through my mind immediately. I knew exactly what had happened. Walk up. He had busted out the window, obviously. This really ticks me off. The inside of the back door, remember, this is my nice midlife crisis car. It had this kind of, it had like leather interior on it. I mean, decent looking stuff, not crappy stuff like I've always had. Well, when he crawled in, all that broken glass scraped against his body and the leather and paper shredded the leather. Oh, he paper shredded the leather. Anyway, this is how, I mean, you want to talk about professional? This is a professional job. He went right to the center console. He pushed aside a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses that I got. Remember when I was in RV sales? As part of making the top 10 sales team one year, they got us, everyone who made top 10 got a $250 pair of Maui Jim shades. These are like sweet shades. Oh, Chris, they're the best things ever. You hardly know they're on your face. He pushes those aside, grabs the envelope of cash I very stupidly left in the car, books it. This is broad daylight, and I brought up the proximity to the crane because while he was doing this, the dude was in the crane working, and the car alarm goes off, and he leans out, and the dude's 15 feet away, pulls right up to me in a Toyota Camry, gets out, shatters the window, goes in, grabs the cash, gone in the course of like 30 seconds. The reason I know all this in a description of the vehicle and the guy and everything else is the crane operator looks out and he's staring at the guy and he picks up the phone and calls the cops. Then I go talk to the crane guy. I'm like, hey, thanks, man. He's like, hey, man, I did what I could. I'm sorry. I wished I could have stopped him. I was like, no, dude, it's just stuff. You watch out for yourself. Now, the reason I ended up having to be gone when all this happened earlier in the day is I had to spend the rest of the day with the cops and video surveillance, and then it's like 106 degree heat index down here, and I have no back window, so I had to get all the shards of glass out of my car. Insurance had to have me inspected. It was a long, miserable freaking day of cops and car dealerships and banks and robberies and burglaries, I guess I should say. See, all the cops that listen to the show are going to yell at me for calling it a robbery. I like saying robbed. It sounds better. Anyway, the great Shogun got ripped off. The great Shogun got ripped off. And then that actually wasn't the worst part. You want to know the absolute worst part of the robbery? I know it was a burglary. Shut up. You want to know the worst part of the robbery? And this absolutely takes the cake as the worst part of it. I'll tell you in a second.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. A Jesse got robbed Friday. We get to this story about one of the wildest Democrat, most idiotic Democrat stories I've seen in a long time. We'll get to that here in a second. Back to taking the temperature of the room, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Just one final thing, just to put a bow on this getting robbed yesterday, burglarized, broke into my car, took my money. Now I have to spend all this money getting my car fixed, and the money they took is gone. It just sucks. I'm fine. All right, I'm fine. It's no big deal. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is the panic that seems to set in with everyone around you when something like this happens. Now, maybe I should have some kind of elevated anxiousness or stress level, but it's really not that big of a deal to me. I mean, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. The money part hurts. It definitely hurts. But I mean, break-ins happen. People steal stuff. There are bad people out there. What, Chris? Chris says, I never sweat the big stuff. That's probably fair. Because what happened was, all of a sudden, I mean, how long does it take before mom finds out? And of course, the wife finds out, because I don't have $1,000 anymore. She's got to know I didn't spend it all at Red Lobster, so I had to tell her. And so now everyone in your life knows. Sister knows, dad knows, mom knows, coworkers know, the suits know. I'm getting calls from the suits. Are you okay? So on and so forth. And now, the worst thing is, everybody elevates their level of panic. You need to sell your car. We have to move out of the area. Hire security. All these things. I'm like, no, I'm just going to get the window fixed and I'm going to keep going to work. And I'm going to be a little bit smarter about leaving anything valuable in my car from now on. But no, I'm not going to make any changes. Well, because I don't get, you know, panicky or anxious about the whole thing, that only makes them more panicky. And they think I'm just disregarding it and whatnot. So I'm having to spend the rest of the day trying to calm everyone down when I'm the one who got robbed. Gosh. You know what I need, Chris? I need crystals for special energy. Oh, no. Don't look at me like that. Headline. Mayor Eric Adams, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, says crystals give the city a special energy. He says, look, apparently these crystals are popular with celebrities because they have healing properties. And right now, there's some hippie lady with her hair braided and her 19 cats who's writing me the nastiest email about the healing properties of crystals. I know it. Listen, lady, all I have to say to you is,
you know, freedom is not free.
Please, with the crystals. All right. I don't want to hear any more about the crystals. But this actually, I only brought this up because talk about taking the temperature of the room. I mean, I opened up talking about how Democrats, they have this January 6th show trial on. They're so disconnected with the real pain and suffering people are going through. They can't take the temperature of the room. Remember this from the energy secretary?
Madam Secretary, you know, as well as I do, possibly better, that Americans, particularly those in middle income and lower income strata, are in a full-blown panic about what they're seeing when they fill up their gas tank. Are you in a position to offer any calming or reassuring words about what Americans are likely to encounter through this summer when it comes to filling up their gas tank?
Yeah, this summer is going to be rough. I'll just be honest with you.
Thanks, Energy Secretary. What's the plan? And boy, you can't sum this up any better. People getting mowed down every day in the streets of New York, and the mayor is out there talking about the healing energy of the crystals. What is wrong with these people? We are led by the dumbest people out there. Oh, and a quick Trump update. the January 6th stuff happened last night. And as I've always said, Trump is a junkyard dog, meaning he bites everyone. No one, there are no exceptions to it. Now, you hate the junkyard dog when he bites the mailman. You love the junkyard dog when he bites the robber. But the junkyard dog bites everybody. That's Trump. I bring that up because they did the January 6th thing last night. And of course, they made Ivanka, they have hours and hours and hours of Ivanka Trump on tape talking about the January 6th. They chose to take one little clip of it. And it's Ivanka saying, well, I trusted Bill Barr that the election wasn't stolen. Honestly, I'm not an Ivanka fan, but she didn't say anything terrible, especially when you realize they took the one little snippet of it and I'm sure pulled her out of context and played it out there. Trump gets out there on his social media platform, True Social, today and blasts her. His own daughter says she was checked out at this point and whatnot. And I'll just say, can we keep all that stuff in-house, man? Can we keep all that stuff in-house? But that's the problem. He can't. He can't make himself do it. He can't make himself not bite. The junkyard dog sees, the junkyard dog bites. That's Trump. When he's biting someone you and I hate, we love him. When it happens at awkward times, when he's calling women horse face online, sometimes we think, oh gosh, probably better if that doesn't happen. You hear Biden on Jimmy Kimmel? Just killing it out there, Joe.
No question about it.
So there's a lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate
it. But look how the press has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you overstand it.
Yeah.
You don't just understand it, you overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a even
today, Junior.
That's the president of the United States of America. Look, it's hard to put into words. Clearly it is, Joe. Clearly, you're doing great. Oh, and by the way, those gas prices, remember, they did all that on purpose.
Climate is something we could all look back at these days and go, oh, my God.
But we have made some progress there. There was 560,000, but it's moving. It's moving. My mother used to say, out of everything bad, something good will come if you look hard enough for it. So the reduction on the use of oil also increases the need to find alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Those gas prices you're paying right now that you're mad about? Those energy bills you're paying right now? Oh, I know what your power bill looks like because I see mine. I want you to make sure you always understand and make sure you remind all your Democrat voting relatives that Democrats have campaigned, openly campaigned on doing that for a long, long, long time. And they're happy about it now. They're not even trying to fix it. There's no effort made to fix it at all. They campaigned on doing it. They got elected. They did it. And now they're happy about it. Remember that. But hey, don't complain or you get thrown in jail.
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well,
not a joke. And
I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, you know, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, There's that little box in there.
Got to send them to jail? All right. We have an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I've been way too late in getting to these questions, so I'm going to get to them. Next, before I get to them, are you enjoying Pride Month? Enjoying every single commercial being about it? Can't buy mayonnaise. Can't buy Oreos. Can't watch sports. Can't do anything without getting waterboarded with all this stuff. Do me a favor. Your cell phone carrier, whether you're Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T, whoever you have, I want you to do me a favor right now as you hear the sound of my voice. Go pull up the internet. and do an internet search with the name of your internet or your mobile carrier in Pride Month. Tell me what you see. And I want you to understand everything you're looking at right now as you do that, you paid for it. That's your money. You done with that? I'm done with that crap. I switched to Pure Talk. My whole family switched to Pure Talk. Exact same 5G coverage, only it's a patriotic company that loves your values. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. Their customer service, all American. If you're done with that, switch to Pure Talk. Save a fortune and stop funding people who hate you. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Chris, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. What do I have to do if I sneeze? Oh, yeah, that's right. Look at the light. I forgot. All you have to do is look at the light. Look at the light and you won't have to sneeze anymore. I just came up with that myself live on the air. That was my idea and not Chris's. If you have to sneeze, look at the light, all right? Did you hear Obama? These freaking people. I love how good they are at making censorship sound like it's not just only reasonable, it's for your own safety. I mean, for your own good. Listen to how eloquent they are when they describe making sure you're not allowed to speak and only they're allowed to speak.
We have to take steps to detoxify our discourse, particularly the scourge of disinformation and conspiracy theories and hate online that has polluted our political discourse.
Disinformation, conspiracy theories. Man, there are so many of these going around.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven.
It's a fact that none of it, not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said.
So much misinformation out there. All right. Before I get to this rough email we'll have to unpack here that'll be wildly offensive. You know how much I love doing that. Let me just do this real quick. Father's Day is coming right around the corner. Your dad loves comfortable things on his feet. You know how I know? Because every dude on the planet lives and dies for comfortable things on their feet. Every guy, no matter what they tell you, gets excited when he puts on a new pair of socks and they're so comfortable. So get your dad some My Slippers when they're $90 off. $90 off. My wife never takes hers off because you can wear them inside and out. And because they have this three-tier cushioning system on there, your feet don't hurt. Your knees don't hurt. Your back doesn't hurt. It's like wearing supportive tennis shoes all day, only way more comfortable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse because that's what gets you $90 off My Slippers. How about that? MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Let's start digging into these emails. Jesse, been a listener for a couple years, and I like how you operate, so I'll keep this short. My daughter is 15, and she is gay. Should I avoid it altogether or encourage it? Because she is my daughter, or not encourage celebrating Pride Month at all? Says I can say his name if I read this on the air, and his name is Joe. Joe. Your daughter is 15. She's not gay. She's 15. You don't have any idea. She doesn't have any idea. I don't have any idea where she's going to turn out, where her life is going to end up. But I do know this, and I do know this for a fact because now we have all the statistics on it. So many people under 30 are now giving this whole LGBTQ Air Force thing a try run and then just kind of walking away from it. I understand there are a bunch of kids who listen, so I'm not going to be too detailed or graphic about this at all. But I had a doctor, I believe he was a doctor, someone who came on and he was going through the statistics of all this stuff with young people and whatnot. And you know what he told me? He said the vast majority, and I forget what the number is, I think it was like 75, 80%, the vast majority of people under, I think it was the age of 25, who decide to give this a trial run, never do a single thing, physical with the same sex. Never. They just come out and say, I'm gay for a month. And then you think about joining the Air Force, and then you talk yourself out of that, and you move on and you do something different. Just because she's 15 and thinks she's gay don't mean she's gay. I wouldn't celebrate it. I wouldn't beat her. I wouldn't disown her. I wouldn't throw her out of the house. Wrap your arms around her. Tell her you love her and just ride it out. Look, I'm not the expert on this, but I'll tell you, I've had to ride out different storms with my kids at different times too. Now, we haven't gone through a gay storm, and I hope we don't ever go through one of those, but you have to ride out these different storms with your kids. And right now, if you're a parent listening, you undoubtedly know what I'm talking about. Your kid's going to get caught smoking weed. Your kid is going to break a glass somewhere, fail a class, break up with a girlfriend or boyfriend and have some kind of mental health crisis for a month or two. Your kid's going to do stupid things. You know how I know that? You did stupid things. Gosh, the stupid things list on my resume is 10 miles long. Your kid's going to do dumb stuff and misguided stuff. And it may not last a day, right? It may not be a throw a baseball through the neighbor's glass type thing. It may be a phase. Maybe your daughter's having a year or two long phase where she's going to think she's gay or pretend she's gay. She's 15 years old. You don't know anything when you're 15, and you most definitely don't know yourself. I understand that could be stressful. I wouldn't let it beat you down, all right? All right. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi say the judges aren't in any danger at all? The audio is bad, but that's just because it's Nancy Pelosi.
How can you say that the justices are protected when there was an attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life? You said the justices are protected, but there was an attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life.
You can't even hear what she's saying in that audio, Chris. In case you're wondering, she says, well, they are protected. They're totally safe. Speaking of censorship, you remember the whole disinformation board, the government board of disinformation they were trying to start? I know you probably didn't hear this anywhere else, but Senator Hawley had a little hearing about it with a whistleblower at the DHS. Remember how we were just talking about censorship? Yeah, listen to this.
There's also information in these documents about attempted coordination, planned coordination by the disinformation board with the big tech monopolies. There are meeting notes here, proposed plans of actions for members of the disinformation board, members of the administration, to meet with big tech executives to discuss sharing information about disinformation and tracking analytics of American citizens who are using the big tech companies' platforms and engaging in so-called misinformation. This is a big tech administration alliance to track speech. It's here in the documents. Now, I asked Secretary Mayorkas if there had been any contact with the big tech companies. He said he wasn't aware of any. I sent a letter following his testimony to Secretary Mayorkas, putting this question to him directly. And interestingly, the department's draft responses to my letter are also in these documents. Now, I'll say for the record, the department has not yet officially responded, but their draft responses are here in the whistleblower documents, and they continue the misleading half-truths. They continue in those documents to characterize this as a working group, false.
They're colluding with the big tech companies to silence you. It's happening right now. Their plans are not to improve the economy, improve gas prices, improve your way of life, anything like that. Their plans are to shut you up about it. They're going to try to make sure you can stop talking about it. How's that? Yeah, Holly. All right. We have some questions about Heavy D and Trump. We have questions about law enforcement. Someone's mad at the cops. We have a question about how to stop a Pride Fest event in your town. All that's coming up on The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.